Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, this is Bob Sykes, and I'm the co-host with Cindy Bentley, and she had to step away from the phone for a second, and she'll be right back, so just hold on.
Half close, sorry, Bob.
Okay, I'm going to go get a cup of tea. I'm finished my coffee.
Cindy?
Yes.
We are live.
Yes. Oh, hello. Can you hear me? I can't hear the blog talk. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, everybody. It's me, Cindy Bentley. I'm here to have another afternoon of teaching and answering questions and speaking with my friends. I wanted to add something from our last show that we did on finding your partner, your life partner. I was going through my books. There's an old book. If you've had a session by me in the past, 5 years, I give you a list of books on the fourth page of your report. I talk about Joshua David Stone. And Joshua David Stone has a book called Ascension and Romantic Relationships. And it's really, really good. I think you guys would enjoy it. And for those of you who are still seeking, there's in the back of the book, there's the golden keys to effective romantic relationships, which I really need to read through there. It's really good. Lots of questions and answers, especially those on the soul pathway who want to know more about having a divine, holy partner on the, that's both of you guys are on the same path, which is fabulous. But the first, it's about finding your mate, and it says seek and ye shall find. So it's really, really, really a good, deep book. It was written in the late 90s because I think he died in 2006. Yeah, it was written in 2000. So he was gone by 2006. But he was a prolific writer and excellent, excellent. So I just wanted to add that. So today we're talking about finding the authentic you. And over the past few weeks, I've gotten so many people who've come to me and said, I can't do this anymore. And the good thing is there's been some really, really good movement, and people have made some wise choices. And one of my wonderful clients was a dentist, and he was a dentist for 30 years. I've worked with him for 10 years. And he would get sick off and on, or he would be in the wrong place to work. And so we had a heart-to-heart. It's about time for him to retire. And he said, I said, what did you do when you were younger? And he said, I sang. I was in plays. I played music. I was very artistic. And I said to him, so do you do any of that now? And he said, no, I'm too busy working as a dentist. And so the next week he sent me an email and he said, Cindy, I've given my notice. I'm going to retire early and do what makes my soul sing and what makes me happy. He's told me he had always been a doctor because his father wanted him to be a doctor. And I think the age group, especially the age group that I grew up in the 50s, and so we all were trying to do what we thought society wanted us to do, our families wanted us to do. I want to check with Bob just a minute and say hello. Bob, can you hear me?
Well,
okay?
Hello, Cindy. I can hear you.
Are
just
you
fine.
Okay, because there's some people coming off the air, and I'm wondering if they couldn't hear me or something. Okay. I'm going right ahead. All right. So there's a key to finding out exactly what it is that makes you click, what makes your heart sing. But first, let's talk about us as soul beings, divine beings. We all have a puzzle piece. We all have a gift. No DNA on this planet is the same. Every one of us, if you can visualize this, broke away from the big piece of God at different times, so or at the same time, but we're all a different piece of the whole. That's why we're all actually one unit. So finding what that puzzle piece is very, very important, and it makes a big difference in our life if we find it out before we get too old. I was very, very fortunate. I nursed for 37 years, and I also knew I loved metaphysics from the time I could read Edgar Cayce, Jean Dixon, and having deep discussions with a Southern Baptist minister, how wrong he was and how right I knew that God was. And so I was kind of born into that, being outspoken, taking my truth, not knowing where it was going to lead me. And I have a gigantic, gigantic practice, I'll have to tell you that, guys, and extremely busy, but I'm in my bliss. And I wish that for every one of you listening right now, that you can find that blissful place that helps you to serve, that helps you to feel that you have something gigantically important to give to this planet. And you do. I get people asking me, well, I've got a lot of people. I feel like I'm a mentor sometimes. I've got so many people that they want more from their life. And there is an easy way, but there is a way that we have to overcome and release. One of my favorite books that was written in 2014 by Judith Orloff, and she came to the big Unity North in Atlanta, and she was here in Santa Fe, New Mexico, with a new book called The Ecstasy of Surrender, 12 Surprising Ways Letting Go Can Empower Your Life. So this is another book I'm going to recommend to people. I always like to give homework because I can talk all day long, But if you can sit down and have a book with lots of good information, you can go back to it, and it helps. This book is about being free. And I can honestly say I surrendered everything, and I have a gigantic life because I surrendered it all to be exactly and listen to my soul, even though, as you know, at one point leaving Atlanta, I had absolutely no place to go, no place to live. But I managed to trust God enough to know that the right place would be there. And I was going to come to New Mexico. I already knew that because I had been here and worked. But not everybody has the same soul pathway, as you well know. And everybody is not having to give up everything as I did. But you have to consciously be willing to let go of all the things that hold you back from being in the joyful life and in the service or in the job that you need to be in. I'm hoping my friend that's in, one of my friends that calls in often in California is listening, because she is sometimes looking for the job. And I've got another client that I worked with yesterday that's been that way too. We've worked together for years, and oh my God, I'm so proud of her. I don't know what to do. And the right job has just showed up, and it includes everything that she's ever done, with excellent money. And the woman has had a horrific time being trusting other employees who have not been in their integrity. And that's one of the things we have to observe for as divine beings is the company, the people that we're working with as an employee, are they in their integrity? And I could never stay with anybody that was not integrous, because it just felt awful. And I would leave different departments to be in a better place. So I want to also tell you guys, The Ascension Mission by Joshua David Stone. He talks about the puzzle pieces. He says, one of the most frequent areas of confusion is among light workers, and I know every one of you listening is a light worker who is greatly gifted in one specific area. You're called to fulfill a unique mission. It's called a puzzle piece. You spend time and effort trying to fulfill other people's puzzle piece. But what you have to do is serve yourself first. So that's, he says, is because often there is basically some untruth about being able to serve. And it's not in serving others first. It's in serving yourself first that you find your way. So he says, the service you seek to render come to fruition by trying to fulfill your puzzle piece. Not all the other people, just yours first. Fulfilling your own piece, your own mission, is the highest calling that you can follow. And it always, now listen guys, it's always the easiest path to set your feet upon. It's always the easiest path and the quickest way on the ascension pathway if you're working your way on your calling. So what he talks about is that, and if anybody calls in today, I will be happy to find your ray. What ray are you working from? There are 12 rays, the basic rays, the mission. And you've heard me talk about this before on the show, that I'm working out of the golden ray, the 12th ray. I call in my golden beings, the Christed consciousness beings. And the goal, Ray, is about anchoring the new age and the Christ consciousness. And, guys, that is my passion. My passion is trying to assist everyone I know that asks for assistance to find their way to a higher consciousness, to find their way to love themselves. And loving yourself is how you find what you need to be. In honoring your soul pathway, in doing what feels good. And we get this often, very often, well, where's the money? Where's the money? If I'm going to do this and serve, where's the money? I want to read some also from Eckhart Tolle's book, and I know I refer to this a lot too, but The New Earth, Awakening to Your Life Purpose. The Power of Now with Eckhart Tolle. He says there's an inner dialogue that we need to have and know that when something resonates with us and expresses our innermost being, when it is alignment in alignment with our inner purpose. So it's very important that our attention to our inner self be our primary purpose first. The inner purpose within our soul manifests into the outer purpose. It merges. It's having an overall aim in life. As long as you are unaware that you're being, of your being, you will seek to find things outside of the moment, the future, in time, try to build things. But it begins, and we've talked about this before, in every moment. You have the bigger vision, I am here to love. I am here to hold light. I am here to be what God intended me to be. Through the present moment, we have access to the power of life itself. As soon as you turn away from the present moment, God ceases to be a reality in your life, and you're left with a mental concept of God, and you're left with thinking of the future, or thinking of the past, or trying to figure out what should I do next. And it's not about that. It's finding that deeper purpose in the present moment and being attentive. You cannot become successful if you cannot become successful. You can only be successful. You may want to write this one down. Eckhart Tolle says, you cannot become successful. You can only be successful. Success is being, feeling and being successful in the present moment. Even in your most simple actions, it requires the present moment. The extent to which dedication to the inner purpose of awakening changes the external circumstances of your life may vary greatly. For some people, they find their purpose and they take off. For some people, they very slowly work until they've manifested. And, you know, I'm 67 years old. What I'm doing now is not something that happened overnight. It was a passion that I worked on every day, not knowing, just being very reclusive somewhat at times and trying not to draw attention to myself because, you know, I was the weird one. And I know there's a lot of weird ones like me that are listening right now. I was the different one. So I was a little bit reclusive and did a ton of reading and studying and talking to God. and talking to myself. And let's do some work right now. At the end of this, the last 10 minutes, I want to do some work with meditation in allowing you guys, first of all, to be in the mission your authentic self came here to be, and feeling the desires in your heart and soul, and finding in that present moment the success of doing and being whatever it is that brings you the greatest joy. And we're going to work on that at the end. So everybody listen up. The last maybe 15 minutes, we're going to work on bringing that mission in. So I want to start. We're going to ask Bob today to connect me with some guys that want to have some questions for me, Bob.
Yeah, I believe we have Karen, 470-294.
Okay. Karen? Hello, Karen. I don't hear anybody. Hello, Karen. I don't see anybody line open except mine and yours, Bob. Did you turn her on?
I can hear you. Hello?
Oh, great. There you are. Hey, Karen. Your line wasn't open. I couldn't hear you. Okay. Do you have some questions for us today?
Yes, I do. First of all, I'd love what Ray I am.
Yes. Oh, you want to know what Ray you are? Is that what you said?
Yes.
All right, let's look and see.
Yes, please.
They're already telling me, but I'm going to doubt it. You know, I have to know. So you're in the 12th ray, same as I. And I think we talked about this. You're in the 12th ray, the gold ray, anchoring the new age and the Christ consciousness.
Oh, that's so funny. I feel that. That's beautiful.
That's your passion,
that's beautiful,
Karen, and you know it.
I can't do anything else. I need to figure out how to take a break from it so I can get a regular job and make some money, but I just can't seem to, between seminary and all the other stuff, I just am studying and reading and praying and meditating, and it's just, I love it, but wow, okay.
You've been working on
loving myself again, because I got remiss with that. Could you check and see if I still have the three blocks?
Yep. Three.
Darn it. Pesky devils.
They're deep.
Okay.
They're deep, Karen.
Okay.
And you guys, what Karen's talking about is she wants to be in her mission, but she's still not unconditionally loving herself enough.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you a secret. This past Friday, I met with a girlfriend, and I started complaining about some things, a person. And she said, you know what, Cindy, you need to check how many blocks you have in loving yourself, because you've done this time and time again. I still have one block in loving Cindy.
Oh, wow.
Now, y'all, I'm like everybody else. I have to go. I work on myself every day extensively. But sometimes to get another view of somebody, it really helps. And I block relationship. Partnership. I'm just going to tell y'all, I'm a blocker. And so, I mean, they come. They show up, and I'm like, oh, God. You know, okay, yeah, all right, we'll see. And I block. So I'm not going to do that anymore. Or the other thing is that I really like everybody, and I just love people, and then I'm getting all, oh, yeah, sure, let's do this, let's do that. And then I realize, oh, my gosh, they're not what they say they are, or it's not in alignment with what I believe. And, I, you know, I'm talking on the phone about, you know, I'm sorry I had such a hard time Thursday and Friday, but the full moon really messed me up a little bit, and I felt very depleted. And I got the response was, I don't want to hear any of that because the moon's the moon. I don't believe you. It influences anything about you. And I'm like, okay, buddy. Well, so much for that one.
Oh, I hear you. That really is turn off. Yeah.
You know, don't tell me. Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
We'll keep working on it. We'll see. But I keep, you know, I'm a healer. I'm a divine light worker. People come into my life for a reason. I create
right.
people's lives for a reason.
The holy encounter.
It's an encounter. I don't need to set up the expectations that are going to crush me 2 weeks or months down the road. I just need to say I'm having an account. And you do that in all the pieces of your life, Karen. Whatever the three pieces are that are blocking you from moving forward in your mission or being whatever it is you need to be, then you need to welcome any encounter that's going to help you learn that lesson.
Okay.
So the way
okay.
I look at things is I get tested, and tested is the wrong word for it. A better word would be I'm learning. Things show up to bring to my attention what it is I need to hear or know.
Yeah, it's an opportunity for healing.
Yes. It's something I'm missing. There's a piece I'm missing. So I'm learning. I'm learning. And we all do that a different thing.
Oh, I love that.
And
I'm going to put everything as a part of my jigsaw puzzle. And like, oh, you might
right.
be a missing piece.
Yeah, it's a process. And everybody's
okay.
in this together. So we all fit together with something that we're offering somebody else, or you're offering someone else something. But you don't think about it at I'm going to take care of them, I'm going to serve them. You think about it more and being within yourself, by being the observer, observing what's taking place. That was good, Karen. I'm glad you said that. Yeah, that's good. Okay, I love you. And I'm gonna
I love you, too.
I'm going to ask you. Karen, we'll see what else is going on. And listen, we're
awesome.
Going to work on our mission at the end. Yeah, we'll work on the mission at the end, okay? Okay.
Hey, thank
Bob,
you.
Bob.
Thank
you.
You're
welcome, Karen. Love you, too. Bob, who else do we have?
We have Maris on the line.
All right.
It's
can you turn her on? Can you turn her on?
She's on.
Maris?
Oh, okay.
Maris?
Well, I was waiting for you to... You had already turned me on, but there was no room to talk in between y'all.
Yeah, I
how
know.
Are you?
I know. Hey, I'm good today. You got a day off, Maris. I'm looking.
Yes.
Did we talk about your mission already? What Ray you work out of?
You know what? I don't even want to talk about it.
Okay.
I would love to know the Ray. My mission. I've been doing my mission. One after one after one after one. I can do everything. I am one of these people. I'm the deal of all trades. And
you're in the
12th
Ray, Maris. You're in the same Ray that you, Karen and I. You're in the 12th
I can
Ray.
Feel
we're
that. I can feel that. If it wasn't that, I was going to be golly. It better be because I can feel
we're
it.
We're trying to get the planet ascended. So you're in there. We're all
yes,
in this together,
of course.
Girls.
And the thing is, do you do that by flipping hamburgers at Wendy's? No, I don't think so. Or sitting at a desk doing nothing? No, I'm not doing that. I'm just saying I'm a little bit frustrated because the pain in
wherever you are, you're shining like a freaking superstar.
And people run away and they reject and I'm in the wrong. So really what I wanted to know today, because I'm so fed up with being such a wonderful person. No, I'm not. What I want to know today is about how good Brunswick is for me, because I think I'm in the wrong place. I mean, if you could do a percentage thing for me,
how
that'd be great.
How beneficial is it from there to still live in Brunswick? I'm getting
Georgia.
70%.
See, that ain't good. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And how much am I – could you do me a percentage on how much I'm processing other people's ascension symptoms or transmuting?
45%. But wait a minute. Let me tell – I've got – something came to my head as soon as you said that. How beneficial is it for her to be in Jacksonville, Florida? What do you think, Maris?
I don't particularly like Jacksonville.
Okay, well, it's 100%. Is there,
how about that?
There's probably a lot of places. There may be several places that are 100%, but it's not Brunswick.
You can, yes, I agree. So,
let me ask this question. How many places would be 100% beneficial in the United States would be 100% beneficial for Maris to live in? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five places.
I need to have another session with you so we don't take up so much radio time.
But we'll figure it out. And if you listen to, I'm gonna, and you may figure it out before I do. But at the end, we're gonna go through and talk some, and we'll get the. I'm gonna do the meditation and talk some to yourself. What you want to get out of the meditation, and what you want revealed to you. You know,
okay,
not
and I
to,
did miss
to yourself,
to everybody.
You
I missed the relationship show last time, and I heard some good things about Tinder. So just for everybody's benefit, that I'm just not doing online seeking. God is bringing me my guy.
Okay,
I'm sorry, it just doesn't work for some of us, especially if you're in an area that's not heavily populated. I doubt that. I just don't use online, but. No, really. It's like throwing meat to the sharks. Oh, my God, look at that picture of that girl. Because I look like you. I'm not. I'm almost as pretty as you are, honey. So, so the thing, and young looking, but so the thing is, someone told me that she had a lot of luck on Tinder, and this is a person who's here in this town. She's got a boyfriend in Jacksonville and one in Atlanta.
That's
great. See, everybody's different.
My kids told me this. And that's from Facebook. It's associated with, but my girls told me that's what I needed to do. My girls told me I needed to do that.
But you doused that for yourself. You didn't want to do Tinder. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
I'm going to jump off the line so somebody else can have a turn. Thank you very, 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 very much.
Thank you, Maris. You're welcome.
Love y'all out there in the world.
We love you too. Glad to have you back, Maris. Okay, Bob, who's next?
We have, I believe, Charisse.
Okay.
Hi, Cindy.
Hey, Charisse. How are you?
How are you? I'm great. I'm doing
good.
Really well. I'd like you to check and make sure that I have no blocks in loving myself and let me know what ray I'm on.
Okay. How many blocks does Charisse have in loving herself? None. Which ray does Charisse work from? I'm getting you in the 10th ray. That's still – now, the higher rays are 8 through 12. You're in the 10th ray. It's a pearl essence anchoring the body of light and inviting the soul merge.
Okay.
So you're helping to anchor the body of light. And merging your soul with that light. And I think what you're doing as a way shower is showing other people how they need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we work at nighttime. It's unconscious. A lot of things happening.
I think I'm doing that with the people that have been attracted to me lately.
Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, thank you, Cindy.
Most definitely. You're welcome. Thank you for supporting and listening. I appreciate it. Did you get the newsletter? I was late getting the newsletter out. Did you see that today?
I haven't checked all my emails today. I had my manager with me for a little bit.
Well, there was I sent out a newsletter that I send out every weekend about today's show, and I did a little piece in there about shining like a supernova. That's really cute. That this person got tired of trying to fit their supernova self into a square, and then one day they let go of trying to fit into the square, and they fit perfectly into the supernova star that they were. So that was it was kind of like how a lot of us are trying to fit ourselves into a square that we're not capable of fitting into. And boy, do I know that one. And once we find the place that we can fit into, then it goes quickly with grace and ease. But you can't let your mind get into the way of that's where I'm supposed to be, because that's where everybody says I'm supposed to be. So you can't do that. Okay.
I guess
thanks, Cherise.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Dawn, we'll talk later. Thank you. And we're going to have Bob tell us who else we need to talk to.
I believe we have Karen online.
Another Karen?
Me?
Hey, Karen.
Did I get this
Karen
wrong?
Lane?
I just talked to Karen.
Yeah, she just talked to me, although I'll talk all night.
I just lost
who
my
else?
Screen.
Oh,
505-835.
Got it. This is 505-835. Hey. Hey.
It's Jan.
How are you? How are you, Jan?
I'm okay. This is very interesting. I wanted to make sure I had the author's name for that Ascension book you mentioned.
Joshua David Stone.
Stone is the last name?
Yes.
Okay.
I read his books in the 90s and the early 2000s before he passed away. He started. He was the one who started the WESEC ceremony in May. He was a giant. He wrote so many books.
Well, I'm glad to know about him. I've never heard of him.
And I put that on all the fourth pages, the bibliographies on all the things that if you look on
your
fourth
then I've
sheet,
got that written somewhere.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I do have it. And I'm familiar with Judith Orloff, but I didn't know she had a new book out. So I look forward to getting that too.
And that's really
and I
good.
Think I know what Ray I am, but tell me what you get.
What Ray do you think you are?
Well, I think I'm the golden Ray simply because I work with that golden Christ light.
Yeah, but I'm getting right now what you're working in most is the tenth Ray, just like Cherise, which is anchoring the light body.
Okay.
To the planet. Yeah.
Well,
I
do anchor the light
several.
And Mother Earth at the end of all my prayers and affirmations and such.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the 10th Ray.
You do a lot of everything, Jan. Mm-hmm. And
so what's blocking me? I still feel like I'm in this holding pattern, wanting to move forward.
Okay, how many blocks does Jan have in loving herself? One, two. And see, I've been blocking myself on the piece that I want to move forward in. I still have a block. I mean, it's a spiral that we're traveling through to learn ourselves. So let's just remove the two blocks and issues that Jan has. And loving herself completely and totally and trusting the universe that she is unconditionally loved and supported at all times. I think that's the biggest, oh, wow, that's helping me too. I think that's the biggest thing, is trusting the, I'm not trusting enough. That's it. If I loved myself enough, I would be trusting more.
Yes.
Because if I know that I'm unconditionally loving Cindy as God unconditionally loved Cindy, and Jan is unconditionally loving herself, then all things are working for your highest good. They can't, it has to. There's no other way.
Okay.
Yeah. And let's see if you're, how beneficial is it for Jan to stay in Albuquerque? I'm still getting 100% on that one, Jan.
Okay.
It's just good.
Well, this, what about this apartment that I'm currently in? It's
okay.
It was taken over by new owners the first of the year, and higher rent, overpriced utilities. It's just things are kind of.
That's not good. I get only 40% to stay in that, between 45% and 50% to stay in that apartment.
So, yeah, my lease isn't up until the end of May. If I
wow.
can, I don't know if I have enough money to get through to that point.
Mhm. Let's just open up that gate and do listen at the end, because I want to do some bringing in, open up some gates of prosperity for everybody.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much.
Yes, and I'm just doing a little bit on you too, Jan.
Oh, thank
you. It's still good for you to be there. I got the blocks out of the way. Sorry about your the income and the place there. I just get
and my classes haven't booked for the last months, and it's like September, October. There's been nothing, and it's that's what I'm trying to stay centered.
Can you just can you just do? Do you have a place to do your healing, your Reiki work?
Oh yeah, I rent a room. I rent a room to do my healing work.
Is that going well?
Well, it was. Like I said, there hasn't been much going on in September and October.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's making me feel like I'm in this holding pattern. There's no activity, no. I mean, I'm active with helping my friends and, you know, who text me or call me, and and I help out in that way, but those aren't paying clients, you know, or students.
Oh, I know.
So,
yep.
So I'm I feel good about doing that, but I'm just have, you know, try not to get overly frustrated about the situation.
Well, I want you to think about, let's look at this. Is there some part-time job you can do?
I don't know what it would be.
Something you can do part-time?
I would be willing to do that. Yeah, a part-time something that would some kind of cash flow going here.
But it's not only going to bring cash flow. It's going to help you meet people. To help you, people recognize you and know what you do. So you kind of put that out there. Look for a part-time job or something that will be meeting the public or something that'll help you bring in the clientele once they meet you. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah.
Instead of just sitting there waiting for somebody
to
show
that,
up, why not be somewhere where people are that you can meet? You can be a receptionist. There's a ton of things you can do. That's not doesn't have to be a high
light, but it would be because you're there and you're holding the light and people would recognize it. You could work for a church or just a lot of different things.
Okay.
So think
I'm open.
All right. All right.
Yeah, thank you for that tip. I've been wondering about what could I do to just to make some money like 3 days a week or whatever, you know.
I think it'd be great for you. It'd help you, too. It'd make you feel better. Yeah.
Yeah, and it would get me out of my hermit mode.
Exactly.
Because I'm not typically a hermit.
And you're not meeting people, and that's what you need to do.
Okay.
Okay, Jan, I'm going to let you go, darling. Love you.
Thank you. I appreciate you and love you. And I want to send my love to Bob and Nancy.
All right. Will do.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bob, who's next on the air?
I believe we have Vera, 404-683.
Hey, Vera.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? That full moon with the booger.
It was amazing. And after our session, I tell you, I slept like 12 hours. It was awesome.
Good.
Absolutely.
We integrated
awesome.
Some big time into Vera. Vera needed a session, and we did some integration. Yeah.
It was amazing. I felt like a different person the next day. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
And,
I was curious.
Your family member has shifted also, correct?
I haven't seen her yet. I will this week at some point.
Uh-huh.
We often don't communicate, but the horses were allowed to go out Sunday morning, and that was after I kind of made a comment to one of the workers on Saturday evening, and I think that had a connection. So I was extremely relieved. Yeah, thank
Good.
You.
Good. I think it's only going to get better.
I think so. I'm committed. Curious about any blocks to self-love and also what Ray, if possible?
Vera, you have no blocks to self-love.
Yay!
And I've got you working out of the... It looks like the eighth rate. Now, like I said, the higher rays are 8 through 12. You have a color of a sea foam green, and it's a higher cleanse.
Okay.
And does that ring a bell to you?
So is it mean that I'm supposed to cleanse myself and others, or what?
I think it's the land you're taking care of. And you're doing higher cleansing work.
Gotcha.
To keep it that way.
Gotcha.
And let me just check again. Yes, 8th ray. So what you do, because this book does not, once you get out of the violet ray of the 7th ray, it doesn't tell us much about the higher rays, because this book is written in 1998. So what I did with my ray, and the reason why I know what ray I'm in, Vera, are you? Thank you. The reason why I know what ray I'm in is because I've been told I was golden. I've been asked to go open up golden pathways by the golden beings. Vera, are you in the car?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'll stop. Okay. I
can't.
And let me turn it off.
We can't hear anything but the buzz. Okay.
Gotcha.
So
I've stopped.
So what I'm saying is that color, the green foam, you need to recognize that. But I ask that you go online, and the same thing I did, because there's so little written about this, and look for the 8th ray, just the higher rays. Look for the 8th ray of the seafoam green, and there'll be lots of information. That's how I found out about more, because this was written 20 years ago. And there's a lot more information about the rays now.
Thank you.
But the higher rays are 8 through 12. Yeah, and I would go in and you know, I worked in, before I got to this ray, though, when I was in the 90s, I was working in some of the lower, I was working in the 6th ray, which was indigo, and it was about devotion, idealism, and religion. And that was before I started doing this work full time. So there's different ways we work in, but we should, as we develop ourselves, as we ascend to higher frequencies, we do get grounded into the ray that we're supposed to do our service work from, which is good because this tells me you're in the higher rays. This is where you serve your puzzle piece.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it does. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it.
Okay. Well, it's good to talk to you again. I'm so glad things are shifting. I'm, you know, just being the observer over here. There's a lot going on.
Oh, so much. So much on so many levels. And we can be really, really blessed, all of us that are on the line that are able to listen to this, because there are a lot of people that are being highly, highly tested right now.
Oh, my God. I'm getting it. And it's not – I'm hearing them all over the world, and I've been tested. I'm going to start crying. I have been tested greatly over the past few weeks by this gigantic amount of these people who call themselves gurus or saviors who are courting other people, using them, feeding off their energy fields of high frequency. And I've been doing battle, guys, on and they're one's in the U.S. and one's in Germany, originating out of India. And I'm having people come to me left and right to get cleaned up after they recognize the darkness and the manipulation. So I've had to sit and cry a couple of times because I'm clearing kids that are 8 years old that this maniac has courted and manipulated. So I'm being tested. I'm always, you know, to stand in my power and be strong. And I have, it's an interesting journey. I'm going to tell you, babe, it's been you know.
Our thoughts are with you, and we lend you support.
Yeah, and I have to get on the phone myself and call and say, y'all, I get into my divine beings, but I call other light workers, and each one of us have the opportunity to reach out to another light worker and say, can you support my light today because I need some help? And I do that because I recognize that I'm just a little Cindy Bentley country girl from Georgia trying to do this big thing for the planet, and I need all the help I can get. And each of us, it's okay. We go inside, we're doing what we're here to do, but it's a gigantic job, very gigantic, and I'm so happy that I can assist anybody and everybody I can because we're in this together. Thank
Amen.
You, Sarah. I didn't mean to get off
Thank
on that.
Thank you.
But,
yeah. No.
Thank
it's,
you, Vera.
It's very right. Bless you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye-bye, Vera. All right. Who else, Bob, do we have?
I'm not sure who this is, but it's area code 760-567.
It may be Madeline. Hey, is this
no,
Madeline?
It's Lynn. No, it's Lynn.
Hey, Lynn. How are you?
Hey, how are you? Southern California. Yeah, good.
It's seven,
good.
It's,
how are you?
Oh, Lynn, well, I know your last name. Yes, and thank you for sending your person to me. We did some good work.
Good.
I'm hoping, yeah, she speaks highly of you and Mike, so that's wonderful.
Oh, nice.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Oh, cool.
And how are
cool.
you doing?
I'm good, although that moon, maybe it was the moon, it just took me out on Friday.
It did. Exact
I ended
same
up
thing here.
Saturday I was in bed all day with a migraine headache. I got sick three times. I could not move. I could not think. I could not
yes.
breathe.
Yes.
Hardly.
Yes.
And then Saturday started getting better. But, I'm not used to things hitting me that hard.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So part of my question
wow.
to that is, what I got in Awakening, I got a download last night, and I had a message that with this paradigm shift from third dimension to fifth dimension and everything shifting, our bodies are not used to all of this. and that, that I need to find things that will nutrify it, give it energy. I'm already, as you know, doing, you know, all the healthy stuff, no gluten, no.
And you helped
you know, very
me
little.
With a few things too, that Lynn. That I got a big bottle of ionic minerals and things.
Good,
I'm still putting in my water.
Oh yeah.
You helped me.
My question, question is: have you heard from people? Are there certain things that are better for helping the body go in this change?
And I'm going to say this, all of our bodies are so different, and because we're working at different levels, and because I'm a dowser, I have to check. The main thing I'm doing is I drink at least, I go to Trader's and get the big bottles of spring water, mountain spring water, and I'm drinking at least a gallon to 2 gallons a day. Plus the tea.
So maybe I need a back. Yeah, maybe I need a.
Did I hear Mike say yes back there? Did I hear Mike say yes back there when I said that?
We're in two locations, but he's listening too, so he's probably saying, "Hey, yeah,
the water." He's saying yeah. I said the water is just. I can't tell people how important that water is because we're basically water, and emotions float in that water. And vibration, when we look at a still lake and we throw something in the lake, what do we see? We see the vibration. And so if we can keep our water up, it helps the vibration and the frequency to integrate. I mean, it just does.
Right.
And the water needs to be clean and clear. And so I do the salt baths, the ionic foot baths, and I eat clean.
Right.
So that's
okay.
The outside thing, but the inside thing is keeping the thoughts clean. And part of the way I do that, because I was like you, I got so depleted. Friday morning I woke up, I couldn't get out of bed. I couldn't move. And I said, I have never been this depleted ever.
Right.
And I called light workers.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Lynn. That was it. So I got an email from someone who said to me, you totally shifted that moment, that morning, you totally shifted in totally 100% into the light body that you had been integrating. Now, that was big.
Yeah.
I think it's a process. I think we get into the light body and out of it, into it, out of it, and then all of a sudden we're in it totally.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in it.
What do you see?
And,
what do you see for me?
Well, and your Lynn is in it also, 100%.
Cool.
And
what ray
the
am
ray,
I in?
Yeah, the ray that you're working from is ray 11, which I have another close friend in ray 11. It's a pink orange ray, and it's called the bridge to the new age.
Okay.
Whatever that means, because, you know, this, like I said, this was written in 1998. So I'm just telling people to go online and you'll get more information, because there was nothing but this said Gold Ray anchoring the new age and Christ consciousness. So I went in and Googled Gold 12th Ray Gold, and I got a ton of information. So go in and Google pink orange ray 11 and see what you get. I mean, it's pretty interesting.
Okay.
Yes. It's very interesting.
Yeah, it's probably bridging the so below and the as above or something like that.
Yes. But you look really good. You're very clear. And, that was a hard moon. It was very hard.
Yeah. I guess it's good in the sense that it shifted us, so that's a good thing.
Yes.
Right?
I'm not an ego. If I get like that and I'm praying and I hadn't shifted fast enough to get up and get going, I'm calling people. I got my matrix energetic. I'm texting. Got my matrix energetic person, and I say, can you check my fields? And I'm calling Atlanta to my friends and saying, can you check my fields? And I'm, you know, we all need all the help we can get right now. This is gigantic time to be on this planet. And it's also the most important time for us to be here and hold the biggest light we can hold. Because believe it or not, each one of us are shifting energy like 24 hours through the night, all the time. We're shifting this energy to a higher light. And we've got to maintain it. So it's like you said, what can I do to help? And I go out and walk right now. Yesterday I did a lot of work and I was getting really tired, and I just went and walked. And I'm very fortunate. I have one of the most beautiful places on earth to walk through the mountains and on a trail, you know, asphalt trail around the property. And I just walk for an hour and then I get back in and I'm good. And I ask the elementals and the universe.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Go, Lynn. The problem is
I went to walk on Sunday and the cam trails were so bad that it just kept me inside. They're really dousing us right now because everybody's coming into town and the cam trails are just chemical trails are just up there.
And I'm going to tell you something. Lynn, I think they're hitting California harder than anybody because California's not, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we're not sitting down like most of the states are.
Yes, I think you guys are getting hit the hardest. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I was talking to another person from California, and we were in agreement on that one.
Do you see the location where I'm at?
Correct.
Not only the house.
Is that, but the location. How beneficial is it for you to live where you are?
Yeah, Indian Wells.
I get 100%. I get 100%.
Okay.
You're needed
there. And the house?
You know you're needed there.
Yeah.
100%.
And the house? Yeah,
100%. Yeah, I get the house is 100. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
you're needed to be there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good then. And then what about, do I have any blocks?
In abundance? No.
Do I have any blocks?
No.
And no blocks. Great.
No blocks.
Great. And then, so I'm 100% into the self-love.
Yep, you're doing it.
Wow. I'm really working hard. And
you're doing it.
If you think of anything else that we can all do to keep us.
I will.
Water, you said, nature, walking.
And let's talk about that. Let's do that on the next show, too. Everybody bring together what they do to stay in high frequency.
Right.
You know?
Is that what it is? When we go into the headache and all that, we've lowered our frequency and then we've let ourselves fall?
Or we're integrating.
Or integrating.
And we're going to higher. It's not that we've let ourselves go. It's just we're going into higher frequency. We're shifting up. If that makes sense. So we're processing and integrating.
Yeah.
And when they do that, they push out, there's something going to come out so they can get higher frequency in.
Wow.
I mean, I'm having a time just making it through the day. I mean, I just float through the day. I don't really.
Me too.
Unless I get into some of these. I get upset or emotional about some of these people. I'm doing a lot of European work right now, and if I get kind of upset about it, and I'm amazed at how many people in all these little countries, Croatia, Serbia, Germany, Kazakhstan, Turkey, they all speak English, and good English, you know? So it's pretty interesting. And they know the same thing. They're asking the same questions that we're talking about on the show, and they're listening to me over there. And I'm, you know, but they get it. I mean, it's not like we have this thing that only here in America we're ascending. No, it's all over this planet.
It's just
amazing. Yes, and so it's really joyful to hear, to talk to people in different countries and recognize that it's really happening everywhere. We're doing it. Everybody, it is happening. We are ascending. We really, really are. So I'm ready. I'm ready for this to be on the other side.
Well, when we all get to the other side, we're going to have a good time. I'm telling you.
We're going to have a big party.
We're going to have a big party.
Yeah,
party. Definitely.
Hey, I got another one. I've been having dreams a lot, and I had a dream the last full moon of just a picture of four moons.
Uh-huh.
One was full,
wow.
One was quarter, one was three quarters, and one was the half.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Any idea what that might mean?
Mm. Not off the top of my head. I'd have to. I'm not good with dreams. I'd say that. I have
okay.
to.
It was
I have
only
to
a
get
visual when I woke up. Yeah, okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But good luck with that.
Thanks. So nice to talk to you.
So
it's glad
good
you're doing well.
You thank you, yeah. Darling.
Okay.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And who's next, Bob?
We have... Oh my gosh, two. We have Anna next. 917-538.
Uh huh. Yeah. Hey, Anna, this is Cindy Bentley.
Hey, how do you
how
guys
can I help
know
you?
My name? How do you guys
I don't
know,
know
my name?
I don't know. I think Bob's got magic going on. You know, he's a magic man.
Well,
he
does store my number and then save my name. That's the way it goes, I guess.
I don't know. He's doing it, but because I know a few numbers, but not many.
Wow, I'm surprised. I didn't even tell him my name. Oh my god.
Okay.
How are you, Cindy?
I'm good. I'm having a good week. How about you?
I was wondering if you see any changes at my job. I'm not so super excited being there.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Do you see something shifting for me, or am I going to be staying there for a while?
How many more weeks can I douse Anna? Yes, Anna. How many more weeks will she be in her job? How many more weeks will she be in her present job?
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting you're going to be there a while longer. I got that last time, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't mind being there. It's just a little not so exciting
mm-hmm.
right now.
Yeah.
Maybe the holidays will come and it'll get better, but it just comes and goes. So,
mm-hmm.
Do you see, like, how ready I am to receive love in my life in terms of a relationship?
You are 85% ready.
Oh, nice.
Mhm.
Yeah. Okay. What happened to your guest, the German woman?
Oh, she's got a full-time job now, so she can't help.
Oh.
Yeah, and
oh,
we've
okay.
got Bob. He's good. Yeah.
Yeah, Bob is great. He knows my name.
Yep, Bob is good.
All right. Thank
Bob's
you.
Bob's going to be sitting beside me next Monday, guys. Bob's going to be here.
Bob, you got to tell me
with
your secret
me.
How you know my name. You got to tell me your secret.
Well, thank you, Anna. he'll be here next week. We'll be on the same side together. He's coming to Santa Fe next week, so we'll be working together.
Wonderful.
And I'll
to
figure
meet.
Out what.
Wonderful.
I'm going to figure out how he does it. Okay.
Yeah.
Bye, Anna.
Bye.
Okay,
thank
darling.
You.
Bye. Bye-bye. Who else do we have, Bob?
We have just the last caller. I believe it's Karen Sue, 212-877.
Uh-huh. Hey, Karen Sue. This is Cindy Bentley. Do you need to talk to me today, Karen? Can you hear me?
She's probably listening.
Just listening. Yeah, she's just listening.
Okay, and that's
right.
Our last call.
Okay, it's not like last week we had doubles. We had double the amount. We couldn't get to everybody, but this is good. Bob, do you need anything today before I get started on the meditation?
Uh,
What are you thinking about today?
What am I thinking about today? You know, it's we had a group at our house, and we're talking about the wheel of life. And it was very interesting to discuss where on that wheel of life do you see yourself, not only physically, but also spiritually. And I just found that to be quite interesting, since I haven't really heard that kind of discussion before.
I haven't either. The wheel of life, huh? Nope. I'm trying to go up, not around. I'm headed upward, not roundward, not around. Yeah. But they say it's spiral, what we're going through. The ascension process is a spiral until we, and it just keeps going, we keep going up, around and up, around and up.
Right,
so,
and time.
Yeah.
And time, you know, time is sped up, so. It's interesting.
That is for sure. Yes, yes.
And so looking forward to seeing you next week, or this week.
I know. Well,
actually,
you'll be here the day after tomorrow.
Wednesday.
You'll be here Wednesday, Bob.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Yeah, and I've got work, but I'm going to, you know how it goes. I'm going to work and be with y'all, too. And I'm going to take the big weekend off, so. All right, so let's get started on this gigantically powerful meditation to search and rescue our soul mission from wherever it is and bring it to the surface of the place that we find ourselves to be. And to be is the answer to just being. And part of being, guys, is accepting who you are as the being. And not forcing aggressively to try to make anything happen. We really have to be gigantically empowered within ourselves and trust who we are and love that we've got the mission, we've got the power, we've got the support. All that we need is just to be in the divine mission within our soul. And I'm just like you guys. I'm doing it every day, and it just keeps expanding and expanding. And I'm very busy. I know I should be retired and enjoying doing a lot of other things, but I'm not. I'm working every day, trying to take 24 hours off once in a while. But it's because I'm in my joy, and I want each of you guys to find that place that's inside of you, that when you're doing this work, holding the light, because we are the light workers, when you're doing what you came here to do, you can feel and know without any doubts and intuitively know within your soul that this is who I am. This is who I came here to be. The biggest satisfaction possibly imagined is saying, thank you, God, this is who I came here to be. And I can say that. It's not been easy, but I can say, thank you, God, I am who I am and being what I came here to be. And if you want me to be bigger, God, just make me bigger. I'm not going to struggle to make anything happen. I'm allowing it to show up, and it does. And I'm going to tell you guys, it will. So let's take a deep breath. And I want each of you to go deep inside that soul pathway. I want you to feel that you are deep inside a divine golden pathway. The golden pathway to ascension. The soul pathway that finds you on a divine mission that brings
blissful satisfaction and joy and focus and purpose. But more importantly, it fills this gigantic soul with the passion that it longs for. The passion that you brought within your heart and soul that would guide you to the piece of the puzzle that is definitely yours. You are the one that you're looking for. You are your own answer to all that you have. I am downloading some energies now. I'm bringing in some energies now that are coming through me to each of you that are listening. These are energies that each of you need to make an easy transition into this path of your mission, of your light, because now is the time. Now is the very time that you need to show up with all that you have to hold that light, to find your purpose, take a deep breath. And now I'm asking for all my divine beings, my diamond beings, the gold beings, the platinum beings, all those that are with me, supporting me on this journey. I ask that you help each one at this present moment in this meditation, and in the moments after this that are listening to the archived show, that each person is now transmuting any blocks, issues, false beliefs, fears, programs, patterns, habits, anything, the mental thoughts that are blocking them from having the faith, the power, the vision, and the clarity to move forward on their divine mission into their authentic self, the true interdimensional being, multidimensional being that each of us are, that we're waking up more and more to who and what we are. Everybody breathe deep, and I'm holding the space for each of you to make a decision now to surrender to your mission. And we're going to sit in just a quiet space while I'm holding the energy. And remember to breathe. I'm going to hold this for about a minute and a half because it's integrating and processing, and we all need to do this together.
And now I want each of you listening to feel the blissful joy that is you, all of you, as you move forward with the passion in this mission that you've brought to this planet. As you move forward being the authentic you, holding the light, showing the way to others, being the love, and now we're asking that we find the joy of who we are, and that we can imagine and dream that there is a union, and that we have found the place where our puzzle fits and to the big scope of all that is on this planet. We each have found our own place, and we fit perfectly into the puzzle with someone else and someone else and energy and place and time. It's all perfectly orchestrated for each of us. And we find this joy in every day, in every way that we move forward on our journey, on the soul pathway that is ours, on the unique piece of who we are, the DNA codes that represent all that we came here to be. We ask that these be operational. We're asking all light codes and everyone listening, all the codes are totally activated to support the mission that we came here to be and do. All light codes are totally activated in every cell that we are, in every DNA strand that we are. It's time for us to be in our power, holding our light, and shifting up to find the joy on the journey on this planet as we ascend to the new earth. I am now holding space. There's lots of energies coming in. I'll be quiet. Ask you to breathe and be quiet as you integrate. For a couple of minutes, we're just going to integrate. And we all want to say a great thank you to all the divine beings, the angels, the diamond beings, the rainbow beings, all of my Native American helpers, all the archangels, Archangel Michael, Saint Germain, the gold beings of Ascension, the golden Christ consciousness and our divine Christ energies straight from Jesus. We thank all of this for infusing us, keeping us strong, keeping us focused, and we give great thanks. And I want to thank all of you for listening. Next week, we'll be back on the air with Bob here in Santa Fe, us together working. And I'm hoping that each of you have a great week, that you find your mission. Some of you are already there. You're just building it. This didn't happen overnight. It's something that continuously is processing, and I'm still processing, always processing. And so thank you. Until next week.